Okay. You mind closing the door? Okay. So we saw last perek, the parallels between B'nai Eli and Shmuel, and the comparison and parallel is stark. It's Shamayim Varetz. As we see that B'nai Eli are taking advantage and abusing their power as Kohanim, Shmuel, on the other hand, as this volunteer Levi, has really embraced the role of a spiritual leader, both, what does the Pasuk say? Tovim Anashim V'Gamim Hashem, or Tovim Hashem V'Gamim Anashim. So there's a clear parallel over here. And towards the end of the Perek, we saw the Tochecha, which the Isha Lokim comes and tells Eli that there are going to be implications for you not being chas on my kavod, right? You respected your sons more than you respected me, or your lack of judgment in how you educated your sons was not strong enough, and therefore the responsibility and the opportunity of the kahuna gdola, which was in your family, is now going to be transferred over. But that's not it. Your family is going to suffer. They're going to suffer in poverty going later on. And essentially, really, mida keneged mida in each one of these things that they messed up. There's not going to be, no one's going to grow old in your family because you've also abandoned that responsibility of being the zake and the one who's supposed to educate. And that's where we essentially ended off the parak. Vanar Shmuel Mishareit es Hashem lifnei Eli. Udvar Adonai hayayakar beyamim ha'heim ein chazon nifras. So once again, the parallel is clear. Shmuel is serving Hashem in front of Eli. The pasuk tells us that Dvar Hashem hayayakar beyamim ha'heim. What does that mean? It means that it was very rare. Nevuah wasn't something which was so common. Now, throughout different periods in the Tanakh, there is more and there's less nevuah. We're not always told about it, but over here we're told about it, that there's that nevuah is not something which is common. Remember, if we just like try to understand the context of the Sefer, is we're leading into a generation which follows the 400 years of the Shoftim, in which there were Nevi'im that came and left, but they didn't have a long impact, and it could be that because of that, the nevuah started to dismay. It started going away. So that's where we are. Eli is really like the last of that sharsheret, and it's not so common. Ein chazon nifratz. Vayehi b'yom ahu ve'eli shochev v'mkomo. Eli is sitting in his place. Ve'inav hechelu kehos. And his eyes start to give in. Lo yuchal liros. He's becoming blind. With his old age. Now it's interesting if you just pay attention to that word of hechelu kehos. It's the same lashon as when the pasuk goes out against Eli about rebuking his sons. It says velo kihabam. Right. It's interesting. It's a play on words essentially. You didn't rebuke your children, and as a product. Or maybe as something which led up to that is the kehot einav. It's clear that is having an effect on his judgment. Now, what is the cause and what is the effect? It's not so clear. And you could really say it one way or another, but it's clear that the Navi's trying to tie these two words together, lo kiha einav and velo kehos.
Did you say that the blindness is a punishment?
Is it a punishment? I think it's just so you could argue both ways, meaning you could say the blindness caused him to be blind in his judgment, or you can say that just like it said that Hashem didn't want the sons to do tshuva because of what? Because they had done so much evil that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away their Bechira because he wanted them to pay for it. So it could be also over here, Hashem is almost taking away Eli's further judgment. You know, like I think we might find some evidence for that later on in the parak. So just keep that in mind. V'ner Elohim terem yichbeh u'shmuel shochev beichal Adonai asher sham aron Elohim. This pasuk is loaded. Ner Elohim term Ichbe. What is this speaking about? Is this talking about a time of the day? So on a simple level, it really is talking about the time of the day. When is that? Ner Elohim term Ichbe. What? Which ner? The menorah, right? We're in the Mishkan, so the menorah is term Ichbe. When did the menorah go out, guys? Early in the morning. Every single morning, the Kohanim would relight the menorah. So we're talking about the late hours of the night, leading into some of the darkest parts of the day. Ner Elohim term Ichbe. Ushmuel shochev beichal Adonai. What's the problem with that? Does anyone sleep inside the Mishkan? What does it mean that Shmuel shochev beichal Adonai? So the Mefarshim, the Gemara, goes to darsh in different things, exactly where he was. He wasn't actually in the Heichal, he was on the outside. On a simple level, what the Navi is trying to tell us is that Shmuel was so connected to the Mishkan, he was so connected to his relationship with Hashem, it was as if the Pasuk is trying to stress that it's as if that's where he was sleeping. That's where he was. That's where his thoughts were all the time. Right? Asher Sham, Aron, Elohim. His thoughts were always on the Aron. So Chazal have a different drasha as to what Ner Elohim Ter Michbeh means. Is that it's not actually the time of the day, but it's actually telling us about that as one candle is about to go out, a new candle is about to be lit. And that's obviously the candle of Eli HaKohen, moving on to Shmuel. So one way or another, it could be that the Pasuk really means both of those things, that we're describing a time, but we're also describing a time period in which there is going to be an evolution in the leadership. Vayikra Adonai el Shmuel vayomer hineni. So Hashem calls out to Shmuel, and he says, here I am. Vayar etzel Eli vayomer hineni kikarasali.
Oh, we're at the spot.
Yeah, so he calls him. Hashem calls out to Eli, and he says, hineni. Now, Chevra, this is the first time we ever hear something like this, right? Who do we hear a similar nevuah to?
Abraham.
Right? Abraham, who else? Moshe Aaron b'chol anav Shmuel b'kori Shemo. Shmuel and Moshe are very, very much connected. I want you guys to pay attention to the connections, to the comparisons between Moshe and Shmuel. Right? Over here, it's clear by the Sinai also, Hashem, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Vayomer hineni. Right? Vayar etzel Eli, he goes over to Eli. Now, why does he go to Eli? Eli can't see at this point, and it's the middle of the night, so it's clear that Eli is calling out to him, because why would Hashem be calling out to me? Like, who am I? Right? He's just this Nair, once again. Right? You called me, Vayomer lo karasi, shuv shecha vayilach vayishkam. So Eli says, I didn't call you, you were dreaming, go back to sleep. Vayosef Adonai Kuro Od Shmuel, Vayakam Shmuel Vayelech El Eli, Vayomer Hineni, I'm here, Ki Karas Eli, Vayomer Lo Karasi B'ni Shuv Shechav, go back to sleep. Now, it's interesting that Eli isn't picking up on anything, meaning, okay, the first time it could be that Shmuel is like starting to dream. The second time already, Eli should be picking up on something. So it's clear that once again, the impairment of his seeing is not only a physical impairment; it's a spiritual impairment also. And that's what the Ner Elohim Terem Yichbeh is not only speaking about a time, but it's also speaking about where Eli's spiritual status is at. He's not there yet, right? Or he's towards the end, right? And therefore, he's not able to really pick up on this. Shmuel terem yada es Adonai v'terem yigalei loved var Adonai. And Shmuel has no idea that there's that he's going and experiencing nevuah, and I think that's why we're introduced to this concept in the beginning of the parak that chazon nifratz is that nevuah was not something common, and therefore it wasn't something that Shmuel assumed was shayach to him. Vayosef Adonai kara Shmuel b'shlishis, the third time. Vayakam vayelach el Eli v'yomer hineni. I'm here, ki karas Eli. Vayaven Eli ki Adonai kara lanar. The third time, Eli realizes, okay, this isn't a dream. It's not anything. This is nevuah. Vayomer Eli l'Shmuel leich shechav v'aya ki imikra elecha v'amarta daber Adonai Kishome Avdecha. So Eli knows how to relate to Nevuah, not only because he was a Kohen Gadol, but Kanireh he was also a Navi. Right? So he says, this is the procedure. You go to sleep. If he comes to you, you say, Hashem, I'm here. I'm listening to you. I'm your servant. So he goes back to sleep. Vayavo Adonai v'yisyatzei v'yikra kepam bepam Shmuel Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel daber ki shomei avdecha. So finally Shmuel understands what's going on. Vayomer Moshe Moshe vayomer hineni. Also another comparison. So he calls him out twice. Vayomer Adonai el Shmuel hine anochi ose davar b'Yisrael. Now the next few psukim, I'm gonna really split up into two different nevuas. Okay, the first nevuah is that Hine Anochi Ose Davar B'Yisrael Asher Kol Shem O Titzilena Shtei Oznav. That whoever is going to hear this davar, which I'm going to do, his ears are going to tingle. It's gonna be such a surprise. There's no way people are not going to believe this davar that I'm going to do. And it continues. Bayom ahu akim el eli is kol asher dibarti el beiso haichel v'chalei. It continues to tell Shmuel to fill him in on the nevuah which was already told to the Isha Elokim before, that I'm going to take care of Eli's house. V'igati lo kishofet ani es beiso ad olam ba'avon asher yada kim kalim lahem banav v'lo kihabahem. Kihaba, once again, that lashon of kiha is that he knew this entire time and he didn't rebuke them. And therefore, they could come and they could try to bring korbanos and they could try to do all these things with korbanos and minchas. I'm not going to accept that sort of tshuva. I'm not going to accept that sort of tshuva. So, why I said that I want to split this up into two different statements is because it's clear that there are two things going on over here. Hinei Anochi Oseh Davar B'Yisrael is not something which is connected to specifically Eli, right? If that was true, so then it would say Hinei Ani. He would start off with this thing with Eli, but it's not. He says, I'm doing something to Am Yisrael. So the Kohanah Gadolah Nachon, it's connected to Am Yisrael, but it seems that it's particular to the Kohanim. So it needs to be that there's something else that's going on, that Hine Ani Oseh Davar Gadol B'Yisrael. And what is that Davar Gadol? That's going to bring us into the next perek of Churban Shiloh. Churban Shiloh, as we're going to see, or as we're not going to see, the destruction of the Mishkan in Shiloh is something which has no description in Sefer Shmuel, which is so fascinating. There are descriptions in Sefer Tehillim, in Sefer Yirmiyahu, there's a description of Churban Shiloh. So this Davar Gadol is going to just break every... Where was the Mishkan throughout the entire Tekufa of the Shoftim, basically? In Shiloh. And so, almost at the end of this period, Kadosh Baruch Hu feels like he needs to crash everything, make a big scene, and make a Davar Gadol B'Yisrael in order to really awaken the people to the spiritual state that they're in. And there's going to be a leader who is going to lead them through this tragic time, and that's going to be Shmuel. So it's Davar Gadol, Kol Shemo Titzilena Shtein Oznav. How do I know that we're speaking about Churban Shiloh? Because the only other time in the Tanakh in which we hear this lashon of Titzilana Shtei Oznav is by the Churban. Twice when describing the Churban Abayis, Churban Beis HaMikdash, we hear this lashon of Titzilana Shtei Oznav. Okay, so there's two things. First thing is that there's going to be a Davar Gadol, which is Churban Shiloh, and the second thing is that I'm going to do this against Beis Eli. I'm going to take the revenge against his home. Now, imagine, just imagine you being Shmuel. You're growing up. This is your mentor. And you hear this. You hear that Eli, you know, I'm sure it wasn't easy for Shmuel growing up You know, we were speaking about yesterday, like, how is it possible that Shmuel ended up this way and his sons ended up this way? I'm sure there was a lot of sichsuch. I'm sure there was a lot of, you know, machlokas within that family, almost, between Shmuel and his adopted brothers or whatever it is. And this can't be easy for Shmuel, hearing that's it. My adopted family, that Eli's not going to be around anymore. That family which raised me. So then, why is it that Hashem feels that it's important to give over to Shmuel? Because Shmuel, as being the leader who's going to usher them into the next era, needs to know that this era is over. This era, which we call the Tkufa of the Shoftim, the Tkufa of a Balagan, essentially, is over, and we're moving on to a new period. And that's why he needs to hear this. So he goes to sleep until the morning, and then every single day he would open the doors of the Mishkan. Ushmuel yare mehagid esamarel Eli. Eli knows that I had nevuah last night, but I can't bring myself to say. You know, he doesn't know that Eli had already heard this from the Ish Elohim, right? But imagine saying this to the person that, you know, your mentor. So he can't bring himself to say it.
Well, why does he not know that Eli knows? Is this called Shirky Bart the Obisa?
How do we explain that? Kolasher dibarti el beso. Maybe the Navi over here is trying to be mekatzer and saying, like, Kilo, we don't have to go over the entire nevuah, but it could be that Shmuel, once again, this is an important, Enochinami, it's a correct hara, meaning you could read it like that. There's also a yisod in learning Tanakh Bechlal, is that the Ramban brings up, and the Gemara says in a number of places, Hamikre Ashir b'makom echad ve'ani b'makom acher, meaning sometimes the Tanakh, you know, uses psukim to describe, you know, like at a vast amount of information, and in other places it's like ani, it's poor. So I would say that this is maybe one of those examples. He's not going to go through the entire nevuah, but it's clear that Shmuel knows what's going on. Okay, so he's scared to say this over to Eli. Vayikra Eli el Shmuel. As Shmuel vayomer, Shmuel b'ni vayomer hineni. Remember, this entire time is Shmuel misharet at p'nei Eli. This is his person, so he says, okay, I'm here. Vayomer ma devar asher diber lecha. Al na tikachei mimeni. Don't hold anything back. Don't hold anything back. Ko yaseh lecha Elohim v'cho yosif im tikachei mimeni davar. Davar mikol adavar asher diber lecha. Eli essentially says, if you hold back anything that Hashem told you, whatever Hashem told you is going to happen to me, or whatever is going to happen to whoever it was that it happened to, is going to happen to, it should happen to you instead. I mean, it's an interesting... It's very odd, meaning, like, why does he, like, feel like he needs to know? And if he doesn't, and if he feels like if he doesn't know, meaning like this, it's gonna, yeah.
I think the whole thing, from both Hashem's perspective and Eli's perspective, is kind of like not a test, but it's kind of like showing Shmuel, you know, trying to help him develop into the role that he's gonna have. Meaning, I always felt super uncomfortable with the fact that Hashem's first interview with Shmuel is this like really uncomfortable thing that he has to go tell, you know, Eli, who's a Kohen Gadol,
right?
You know, you're a horrible person, basically, like,
right?
Your whole family's gonna get destroyed, and it's like really weird for Shmuel to be telling him that. So I think that it's on purpose for Hashem, and like it might be that Eli even knew this was gonna happen, and
right.
Hashem's kind of like telling Shmuel, like, all right, something that you're gonna do in the future, like, if you want to become a leader of Klal, you're gonna have to give a fuck out of people, even though it's gonna feel uncomfortable.
I love it.
So same, Eli's also saying the same thing, like, even though he already knows it's gonna happen, he's saying, like, you need to tell us. Like,
you need your femo.
I think I know the reason why.
Yeah.
Hashem needs to give this nevuah to Shmuel.
Yeah.
I think it's a little mini test. We just saw that Eli's main failure was failing to rebuke.
Right.
And now Shmuel has to deliver this difficult message. And I think this also can relate to the future
he's gonna have to deal with Shaul. He's gonna have to deal with. Right.
And it's doing a difficult thing.
Right. Very much connected to what Ezra's saying.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I don't know what. Like,
Eli failed to do, or Shmuel has to do.
Right, there has to be a tikkun, and I really like what you guys are saying. Meaning, essentially, this is all part of the chinuch which Shmuel has to go through. The Beit HaSefer LeNevuah, yeah.
Maybe it's just that, like, you have to open up your eyes. Like, just know, like, maybe you didn't see it. We don't know if Shmuel, we're working on this assumption that Shmuel recognized what was wrong, that the sons of Eli were doing. Right. A little bit, just don't, like, maybe a little bit, but just realize that, like, the world isn't as innocent. If you're going to be the chief keef, if you're going to be the one that's, like,
right,
you know, you're going to be involved with Shaul, if you want
to... You're going to need to know, like...
If you want to just turn a blind eye, right, and just blindly follow Shaul, blindly, you know, and take it innocent that, oh, Shaul is right, and, you know, just time again, you have the opportunity to turn a blind eye. But sometimes you have to learn that the world isn't as innocent as you want to play.
If I'm out, I love what you guys are saying, yeah.
You asked why Eli, like, had to know, because... Maybe he feels like, who's this little kid to be getting to move over me? I'm the Kohen Gadol.
That could also be true.
He feels like he's being...
Right.
He's a little jealous. Maybe.
It could be. I think just the last hour, and then we'll move on, is that I think it's possible also that he knows, once he knows what the Ish Elohim says. It could be that there's a chiddush in what Shmuel is hearing, which he wants to know. Meaning maybe something changed. Maybe there is still an opportunity for change or whatever it is, and he wants to know. Either way, Vayaged lo Shmuel es kol hadvarim velo kichad mimenu. Vayomer Adonai hu hatov beinav yaseh. So there's a total tzedakah din here. Mitzad Eli. He says whatever Hashem wants to do, that's what he's going to do. Now, I think we have to take this statement with a little bit of, I don't think that this statement is like the most Jewish of statements. Although it's coming from Eli HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, what does that mean? Hu hatov be'inav yaseh? Is there no attempt here, mitzad Eli, for tshuva? Like, he hears from the Ish Elokim that there's this, and we don't see any, we don't see any continuation of a tochecha against his children. We don't see him try to do tshuva. And now a second time around, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him because he wants him to do tshuva. And what does Eli say? Hu atov beinav yaseh. It almost connects back to what Eli says to his children. Right? What does Eli say to his children? If you do something against man, so then you can go to a judge and they'll fix things. But if you were to make a chet against Hashem, who's going to like daven for you? What kind of statement is that? You're going to daven. That's what tshuva is. Why doesn't Eli see? And it could be also by Chana, the whole interaction over there. Could be that there's something with tshuva over here that Eli doesn't fully understand. Now, this could be a product, once again, of his loss of judgment. Yeah.
Sort of like, going a different approach, could be like what Shmuel's like now in Navi, so he said this, it could be like a Gemara Din sort of, like once there's a Gemara Din, you don't change it. I mean, like
right.
I think even during Beit when they decide to kill someone, like that person still says Bidu, and he still did the Shiva, you still get the punishment.
Right. So it could be. Definitely could be. Okay, let's finish out the pair. Vayigdal Shmuel v'Adonai haya imo v'lo hipil mikol dvarav aretza. Shmuel becomes this charismatic Navi. Hashem is with him in everything he does. Vilo hipil mikol dvarav arza. Everything that Shmuel says comes to fruition. And that's how we know that a Navi is a real Navi, is when the things that he says come to fruition. Vayida kol Yisrael midan v'ad ber sheva, ki ne'eman Shmuel le'navi l'Adonai. And everyone knows. Now this is already a chiddush. Right, the last time we heard about Dan Vad Be'er Sheva was always Machlokas and Shoftim and different, tribal areas. But everyone knows that there's a central leader, and that central leader is Shmuel. VaYosef Adonai leHiraos B'Shilo, Ki Nigla Adonai El Shmuel B'Shilo B'Dvar Adonai. Now something additional happens. Not only does Shmuel become this new leader, but there's a Chazara of Nevuah. Nevuah starts to become more common. HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'ra'os b'shilo, he reveals himself more in Shiloh because Shmuel is starting to bring back bring Hashem back into the lives of the Jewish people. If their lives for the last hundreds of years has been lacking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is obviously revealed in the sense of Nevuah. Nevuah means that Hashem is here and he's relating to us. And when we don't have Nevuah, that's a very hard place for Am Yisrael. So then Shmuel doesn't only bring the leadership and bring the personal Nevuah, but he's bringing Hashem back into the Jewish people's lives. Okay, we'll pick this up either tomorrow or we'll see. All right.